Good afternoon, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. For the record, my name is Representative Rick Ladd. I represent Grafton County 5. That's the towns of Haverhill, Piermont, Warren, and Denton. I'm also here in the capacity of a selectman representing the town of Haverhill. I speak in favor of House Bill 468. And I'm also sponsor of House Bill 469, a bill retained by the House Science, Technology, and Energy Committee that is available as a vehicle for additional legislation if it's necessary. House Bill 469 addresses the issue of eminent domain and considers an independent economic impact study. Today, though, I will keep my remarks brief and directed toward the issue of eminent domain. The Northern Pass Project is a cost-based, participant-funded proposal by Northeast Utilities and NSTAR Electric to develop a new high-voltage transmission line linking ISO New England and Hydro-Quebec. The project is funded exclusively by Hydro-Quebec. Do not be misled. Hydro-Quebec is a profit company, and through linkage with Northeast Utilities, the parent company of PSNH, the Northern Pass Project, is attempting to foster the belief in New Hampshire's people that this project is needed and will benefit the state. By dispersing a small percentage of the power to New Hampshire, the project is also attempting to take the designation as a public utility. As a public utility, take and use privately owned land through eminent domain. Landowners in the town of Haverhill and throughout the state have a long historical attachment to the land. Taking property for gain by a for-profit private organization does not sit well among voters. I'm constantly asked by voters, whatever happened to Article 12A of the New Hampshire Constitution? In addition, Chapter 371 of the RSA, Section 371:1, addresses petitioning for eminent domain. The first sentence of this RSA leads off by saying, or stating, whenever it is necessary, in order to meet the reasonable requirements of service to the public, and it, the public utility, cannot agree with the owners of such land, the public utility may petition the Public Utilities Commission to take the land. I do not understand how a private, for-profit, participant-funded project such as Northern Pass can even think that the people in New Hampshire cannot see through this facade and misuse of statutory language. I thank you for providing me the opportunity to testify today, and I urge this committee to act favorably on HB 648 as amended, and to send the message to the many landowners who currently find abutting lands to this project significantly devalued, and to citizens of New Hampshire that this project does not comply with statute or provide the state any reasonable need or benefit. Thank you very much.